Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next hour doing psychic readings for the listening audience. I'm here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So write that on your calendar. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. here at BBS Radio. Every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Blog Talk Radio. And you get a nice little mixture of both every time you go to each space. This is home, though. BBS Radio is home to me. I feel like I'm right in my living room, relaxing with a cup of tea. So if you'd like a reading, give me a ring. We have a toll-free U.S. and Canada. The rest of them are pay lines, so if you got a plan, you can use that. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. That's toll-free. That's a toll-free one. The other ones are at the website. Come on over and look at them and give it a shot. See if you get through. Now, my website is down, so there's probably like 100 people right now saying, oh, man, what's going on? I know a lot of you like to listen to the show at my website live, so I don't know what's wrong. It's some kind of a technical difficulty going on there, and my webmaster is on vacation, Shailene. She very rarely takes one, but she's taking a few days off and relaxing, so I'm not going to bother until she gets back. So until then, we're going to get it back up, and you will be able to listen live at my website to the BBS Radio. And Blog Talk, you can only listen to the archives. You want to listen live, you got to go right to the site and use the technology there to listen. Let's see, what else I want? There's so many things I want to tell you. I introduced a new co-host last week, last Wednesday at Blog Talk, Susan Lubmeier. She's very qualified, very talented. Just kind of starting to come out in the public eye, you know, and but she's a wonderful, interesting lady and really knows her stuff, very talented and down home, all around nice girl. She's going to be with me the third Wednesday of every month. This Wednesday coming up, every fourth Wednesday, and this one coming up, I have Mrs. Irene Massielmo. She's an astrologer, very talented again, very qualified, very talented. All the information on my co-hosts and their particulars are listed at my website, so you can find out more info about my co-host there. And then, you know, Lois T. Martin is always on the first Wednesday, and then Janet Russell's on the second Wednesday. She's a awesome medium with two TV shows, and don't get better than that, folks. There's a lot of talent there on Wednesday nights. I will be bringing them over here to BBS. I plan on bringing them over, but I'm taking my time. I'm having fun with this. I'm relaxing. I know a lot of you have asked me to be on your shows. Some of you I don't even have time to respond to. I will get around to thanking you and responding, but right now I'm just I'd rather have you come on my show. I'm just relaxing and having fun, really. I'm not really going nuts with this. I'm just enjoying it. I'm having fun and enjoying it and trying to help a few people. And I've been doing it for free. I've been doing it for free for 13 years in public. So that tells you something right there. Nobody does this for 13 years for free in public unless they love it. So let the love shine. Let that be the nucleus of the Michael Goger Show. What do I want to do with my shows? I would like to create a big enough listening base where I can help a particular cause, say through fundraising or organizing somehow, or make a difference in somebody's life, or even showcase some other talent, up-and-coming talent. Maybe there's a lot of John Edwards out there. There's a lot of Van Progs. a lot of Williams, Lisa Williams, and a lot of up-and-comers coming, better than we ever seen before. Maybe superhuman, super paranormal. I might get one of them on my show and be the first person to give them a break or get them on stage. So these shows have more to it than meets the eye, if you think about it. Now, Don, if there's any calls, you can start sending them to me. If not, I'll just keep right on talking. I can talk forever. I can talk forever. I'm going to go down as a man that could talk forever. But no, I'm only kidding you. I always wanted to be a comedian, a stand-up comic, but it didn't go that way. Now, my son could be a stand-up comic. I should bring him in as a comic someday. And you would have a show and a half. I guarantee you would start crying. But, no, seriously, folks, and I'm dealing with two things here, being a radio personality and a radio guy, and then a serious loving healer, teacher, messenger of spirit, telling jokes, picture that. But, I just got a message from my webmaster, she's back. Well, if you're listening, I don't have the website, Shay. My website's gone. It's gone. Something happened to a girl. If you're listening, she says she's listening, so I'm going to talk to you directly. Answer me if you can, so I know you hear me. If not, I'll just, you, Miles, will be my guest here, too. I can interact with you. I emailed them, Shay, and they said that they didn't do anything at their end, so they want you to check your end. Hey, Shay, they want you to check your end. All right, guys, I missed my website. I was going to cancel it and take it down, but we love it. There's a lot of heart and soul on that website. You can laugh, you can cry, you can meditate, you can do everything there. So, yeah, Shay, they said there's nothing, they didn't do anything to me. And to check your end and put a technical slip in. I couldn't because I didn't have all the info. You know, they wanted passwords and this and that, so I was kind of, my hands were tied, girl. I'm glad you're back. That's your first mission for the day. I love that girl. She's my, what are you, what was that, the techie on the Enterprise there? Anyway, I can't remember his name. Ain't that something? I can remember the Chinese guy, but I can't remember the Irish guy. What a shame. But anyway, we're going to get our website back up, and you will be able to manipulate, move around, and go back and forth and listen to the archives. Now, Shay, I ain't got no callers. Call me. Call the show. I'll give you a reading. I'll give you a hug. Come on. Have Neil call. I'll tell him about what's going on with us. Shut up and read. I ain't got nobody to read. Nobody's calling in. Pain in my ass, right? I'm a pain in the ass. That's okay. Don't call. I can talk. I can talk forever. You know what they say. My mouth is supernatural. All right, folks. Anyway, listen. My co-hosts on Wednesdays are phenomenal people. Like I said before, I will be bringing them over here. And hopefully their audience, too, because they have their own following. These are veterans that were in the field for 40 years. And they're sent down Long Island, Jersey, Manhattan. So they do have quite a following and a lot of friends. And I want to bring them over here. And then I want to make like a little network, like a little circle, like a little family, you know. And everybody can have some fun and enjoy the experience. So I am setting that up. But give me time. Give me time. I'm getting old. I'm getting slow. And so give me time. I will set that up. I am looking for more. I want Albany to Manhattan as far as the listening base and the talent. And that's a nice little That's a nice little chunk of land. It's a nice little area for to have your audience coming out of. And it's rich in history, too, of the paranormal, right down to the Fox sisters upstate New York. So I'm going to keep just chipping away little by little, every show, every way, every day, any way I can. It'll be New York listeners, New York show, New York listeners, New York show. So, holy crow, I'm saved by the bell. Caller.
Hello.
Hi,
Michael.
Thank you for calling.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm Linda in Owosso, Michigan.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you could help me understand a little bit which direction my son should go in with his marriage.
Okay.
He and his wife are separated, and we all don't think that's a good thing. And so I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Okay. And what was your first name?
Linda.
Okay. And mm-hmm. You're from Michigan?
Right.
Okay. Is, oh boy, is his wife pregnant or tall? Or
no.
Was there an issue? Was there an issue with getting pregnant? Or
no.
Or having children? Is it part of the... I don't know about that.
Well, unless I don't know about it, she was older than him, and she had teenagers when he married her, and he always wanted children, but he knew that he wasn't going to have any with her when he married her, but he made the decision to get married anyway, so.
Okay, so she's already got teenagers. He always wanted some, so.
Right.
Now, do the teenagers live with them?
Yes, they do now, uh-huh. He's not living with her now at this time.
Okay. Were they there when he was there?
Yes.
Okay. You think that added to the problem? I got a feeling.
Oh, yeah. That was not a
It wasn't pleasant, that was, I'm feeling.
It was not good for the kids. They weren't getting along at all. It
wasn't good for him either. But,
no.
Wasn't good for any of them. But
no.
What are you gonna do? You got to take care of your babies and...
Yeah, I know, exactly.
She did what she had to do, but it added to the stress to the point where he couldn't handle it no more. He had to get out of there. He was getting depressed, or matter of fact, he may even be a little bit, you know, kind of down. How is he acting?
Now?
How is he acting now that he's out of there? And
yeah, he's not happy about the divorce. And
no.
And I think he is depressed, yes.
Yeah, he is. I'm worried about him a little bit. You might want to kind of bond with him a little more. Maybe you try to get him to talk to somebody or talk this out a little bit. Whether or not, is it final? I don't feel it being final. It's not final.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. We're hoping
it
won't be, but...
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm saying we're hoping that it won't be. He hopes that it won't be final, but... It looks like that's the way it's going.
You know, I'm feeling that very strongly. I don't know if I'm picking up on you guys hoping it don't finalize or it actually don't finalize.
Oh, well, that would be great if that were.
Because I want to lean towards. I mean, this is, you know, this isn't a science, even though it is a science. And I believe readers can only lean in certain directions, and I'm leaning towards this getting better before it ends. Okay.
Oh, great. That would be great.
And that's what you and your son would like to see, right? And
yes.
I believe everybody would want to see that. But the only thing is, he's going to have to put up with her teenage kids. Can he handle that?
I know. I don't know. He would have to learn.
You know,
how to live with that, yeah.
And I feel like they're a handful. I'm not knocking them, but I mean, usually all teenagers are a handful.
Right. Well, the son is actually like in his 20s now, and the daughter is 18 or 19 now. But yeah.
Oh, good. To be honest with you, I can almost feel one leaving.
Oh.
One going somewhere. I don't know if it's the military or away to school or they get their own place, but I could feel it in the very near future, dropping down to one kid.
Oh.
So that may help things get a little easier
right.
at home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would tell them to hang on. I would say between now and the next 6 weeks, there's a powwow. There's some kind of a powwow or a meeting or a milestone in a reconciliation?
Oh.
Or a reconnect.
Okay.
So let's just, pray, keep your fingers crossed, and be a peacemaker. And I'm leaning towards...
Thank you.
I'm leaning towards her being lonely and financially and emotionally seeing that this is doesn't make sense. It made more sense being together.
Yeah, because I think they really want to be together. It's just not...
They do. I can feel the love. I can feel that they love each other, but a whole bunch of stuff got in the middle of it. And,
right. Yeah.
And he couldn't handle it. Did he leave or did she throw him out?
I think she threw him out. I think that's what the deal was.
Or show him the frying pan anyway. But I can feel that she's going to... And that's what I feel. Her being the peacemaker, like reaching out and saying, do you forgive me? I'm sorry. Do you forgive me? That type of thing. So what would cause that in her? Because I could feel she's normally a very strict, disciplined, cold person. And I don't know what would make her reach out. Let's see. We got 6 weeks coming up. Maybe it's Thanksgiving. The holidays are approaching. She's lonely, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So let time have its way with this, because I feel like something reaches out and changes her and turns her into like a peacemaker. She wants to talk instead of fight, so.
Well, I hope that's true. I hope that happens.
I hope so, too. Remember, I can be wrong. Remember that.
Well, I know that. I know things can go this way or that way. I realize that, but...
I've been in this for a long time, and I wouldn't be in something for that long of a time where it wasn't working, or working for me. So,
I wish you
luck with it. Anything else I can
help you with?
Thank you
very much.
Everything good? Everything okay? All right.
I think so. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. You're a wonderful mother. Wonderful mother. Calls for a reading just for her son and his relationship. That tells you a lot. It tells you a lot about people. Hi, caller.
Michael, what did you do to the site? I go away for 2 days and everything goes downhill.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what happened. I went there and I said, what the heck? And I thought it was the internet, and then everything else was loading, and come to find out, it was just the website. And then, you know how they are. Don't know, nobody answers, nobody calls back, nobody, you know what I mean? They just kept saying, turn the ticket in.
Well, it was there Friday when I left. It was there yesterday, early morning.
Yeah. And then it disappeared after that. And what happened
is... Lucky for you, I have all the files.
Well, listen to me. What I think happened was that the cancellation caught up. Remember when I was going to cancel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And then I paid for it anyway. I believe they took the money automatically. And then a few days later, another department got the cancellation slip. So one department thinks I canceled, and the other one thinks I'm still there and took the money.
Good grief.
So I'm out of money. Shame.
And the one day I leave.
And you're not around, and I was in a tailspin. I missed you.
I missed you, girl.
How was your vacation? Fun?
It was awesome. I have to give you validation. You said that you didn't think anything would happen around me, but... or not to me, but there would be an accident around me. The driver that was with me, there was her brother was in an accident last night. Everybody's okay, but he was in an accident. She said, that's it.
Oh.
And you said, say no to whoever wants to come back with us, and it was her sister-in-law, or sister's daughter, wanted to come back.
No kidding. No kidding. I remember saying
that. And we weren't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was the last thing you told me before I left.
I'll give you the $20 later, all right?
You're
good. Listen, I'm glad you're saying that, because it was a rough day as a psychic.
Aww.
It was. I had like 3 readings in a row. And then one of them was, you told me this a year ago. And, oh, my God. And I went, oh, my God. I said, lady, I said, nothing's written in stone. And for you to be sobbing over a psychic reading, I says, it's not only embarrassing, it's rude to me. Because you should never take a psychic reading that seriously where you would be sobbing.
Well, that you have to remember, just because you think it's going to happen one way, it doesn't always happen that way. It just unfolds in a different way.
Right. True. Or on a different level.
Exactly,
right?
Because when you said...
And another thing I noticed was maybe even in a different lifetime.
You told me before, you said lawyers and legal stuff around me, and I thought that it had to do with, you know, a pending thing with my son. And it wasn't. I got rear-ended, and you were right on the money, and I had no idea.
Right. But thank God, one of the first things I learned was don't be afraid to be wrong. You will be and can be at any time wrong, and you're going to go through this. So, and thank God I grilled that into my head when I was a little puppy coming up, because something
puppy.
Like today would have devastated the normal, the beginner, that doesn't really know what the deal is, I would have been devastated. I mean, this lady was sobbing and sobbing because Mr. Wright didn't show up on December 12th. And you know what I mean? That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I'm going to make the message that, listen, readers are not gods. They are not perfect. They're not divine beings. They're just normal, everyday people. And for some reason, their wiring is allowing them to connect to another realm or receive information from another realm. And that's it. They're not divine beings. And if it's a medical problem or a broken heart or a severe mental issue, you go to a professional that went to school for 12 years to get help, not to a psychic. So I want this to be part of my platform, part of my message from here on in. After today, that's exactly how I'm doing my thing, and people are going to understand that. And it's like John Edwards says, this ain't McDonald's. You don't come in and just say, it's all your way. It's what spirit has to say to you. You know, you're not ordering a hamburger. You're somebody sitting down and connecting to spirit and delivering a message that is either being sent to you or is floating around you. And it might not be what you want to hear. So this is, it's time to get back to the basics, to get this back to being real. And so I'm going to make that part of my platform, no matter where I go. So, but anyway, how can I help you, Shay? You got a question?
Oh, I don't
want
know.
Well, you feel
throw
good.
Something
you
at
feel
me.
You feel lighter. I can tell
Michael.
You didn't eat a lot.
Michael.
What? You binged.
I swam. I got in the ice-cold ocean.
Yes, well, that is part of what I'm feeling. There's a lightness here. I can feel it was a spiritual thing for you.
It was. It was like baptizing myself.
Yes, I know, because no matter what, that somebody could say, oh, it was just a lake, you're losing your mind. But I can feel it was very symbolic for you to do this. And,
there was three of us that got ducked and another one that went in, and we all felt the same thing. It was like a full body stone. It was just something incredible because it was so cold out. But yet we did it. We went in the ocean and dove in.
Nice. Did you do any type of ritual, a prayer, or anything like
that?
Not
really. I thought of my grandfather, who I swim with in my dreams all the time, and that's where I directed everything to, was to him.
Huh. Interesting. Isn't that the spot where you almost died, grounded when you were a child?
No, but it's the spot that I go to meditate.
Okay. Okay.
And my cabin was on it. I spent many years there growing up.
And this is on a lake in Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Must be beautiful.
And it was freezing cold.
Beautiful, beautiful. I can imagine. The air must be so crisp and so fresh.
Oh,
and you were out there swimming in the ocean.
Yeah, I took pictures. I'll show them to you when I download them.
Good. Okay. Anyway, boy, I could feel a lot of pouting. How were the men when you got home? Was anybody pouting?
They pouted the whole time.
They were happy. Where were they pouting?
They pouted.
Excited. Yeah? All right. Something new. What is this, an anniversary for you, Shay? Or a birthday
November
or something?
November
9th. Or?
Anniversary in 2 weeks.
Anniversary in 2 weeks, okay. Because I'm hearing, I feel like he wants to do something special. Or he wants to do something together, something like this. So I don't want to ruin any surprises, but I feel like he's got something up his sleeve.
I won't tell him.
And let me see here. And then there's going to be an increase in business, so be prepared for this. The work is going to, something new, an offer of some kind coming through. I want to say within the week, probably within a day, but I would say I would give it within a week.
That's probably my car accident.
Yeah. That, you got that going on. You got legal stuff going on there. And then there's a job offer, too. I believe it's two. I think it's for Neil and for you. So,
oh, God, let it be for Neil. I'm so busy.
Yeah. Be prepared. You're going to be even busier, or Neil is going to get busy all of a sudden. So I can even feel Neil starting something, possibility of starting something, I'm hearing.
Well, he'll be plowing in another week because we're supposed to get our first snowstorm.
Yeah, this is something else. I know right now you're not looking for something to be brought to you, but I feel like maybe there's a plowing, but I feel like it's even something that he can do on the side, or I keep always feel a partner with him for some reason.
Hmm.
Doing something with a partner. So somebody out there is going to come up to him and say, "Hey, Neil, you know," and they're going to be doing something together. So remember me saying that. Stone work, something with stone, big stones. For some reason, that's weird.
Wouldn't be the stones I brought back with me.
Not sure what this is. They keep showing me stones. I don't know what it means, Shay. I feel like I'm loading stones on it. I think this is for Neil. But it's specialized stone. Big ones, I don't know. Transporting large rock stones. I don't know what this means. Did you say you brought back a special stone?
I brought back stones from the beach after we dove in the...
Did you? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good. Relationship looks good. Health looks good.
That's because I'm home.
Jesus, nothing really to tell you. I feel him pouting, though. Is he moody?
They both men did. They pouted the whole time we were gone.
Did they? And now they're...
Yes.
Are they still moody?
No, mine's as happy as can be.
Yeah.
As soon as he picked me up, he was all perked back up again.
Yeah, picked him right up.
So my friend's husband's pouting.
Because they missed you. They missed you big time. It's jumping right
out
of
them. They almost missed us longer. We were going to get on a ferry and go to Newfoundland, but we didn't do it.
Wow.
Which would have kept us another day or two, but we didn't.
Yeah. All right. That's about it. Other than an expansion in business and work, there's not a heck of a lot to tell you. All the other stuff is good. Something with mom and almost like, did she say she was going to visit you, mom? Or joking around or something, or coming to see you, or something with mom coming to see you or visiting, or But I feel like it was a joke or she was just kidding you or something. Was she messing with you for you?
Oh, she was messing with me all weekend. She wanted to smack me because I'm a saucy brush.
But she enjoyed your visit.
We had a good time.
And, yeah, everybody.
Dad was really good.
Yeah, you feel rejuvenated. You were burned out before you left.
Oh, I can't even tell you how good I feel. It's just amazing. I needed to get in the water. It's as silly as it was, but I did.
You, within a week, you're going to be hearing from those lawyers, I believe.
Oh, good.
I want to close it off. Within a week, and then it should be over within a month, I'm hearing.
Oh, good.
So that's going to go good. Unless this is the boys' thing that you got, you know, going on there, too. There might be something going on with that, so... But I'm getting a lot of paperwork and negotiating on the phone and at the same time an expansion of the workload. So be prepared. You got a busy week coming up.
Oh, don't even tell me that. I want it to be slow.
Nope. And you got to fill out the ticket for the website. I went there to fill the ticket out. I got everything done except the two things. They wanted to... the website password or serial number or registration number, and I didn't have it, so.
Oh, I have all that.
Oh. I couldn't even file
a
complaint.
I'll do that. But remember you said rainbows around me? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Seven rainbows we saw on the way down.
Wow.
We counted them. We bought lotto tickets because we couldn't believe. We took pictures. We could not believe in seven different places. Like in a five-hour time span, we saw seven rainbows.
Huh. Wow. Good.
Yeah, I thought,
Wow.
We should get lotto tickets on that one.
That's interesting. You don't see seven in a row. That's
no.
Good.
I one here, you know, if you're lucky, but in
That's
seven
good.
Different spots,
good.
We saw a rainbow.
That's good. That's good. I'm lining up a guest one night where I'm going to have a Fran Silverman on.
Oh, good.
Yep, November 18th, so don't let me forget to give you the... She's going to send me the info. She'll be an awesome guest.
Yeah, she's very interesting. I read up on her.
Yeah, if you want to get a book published or you need help in publishing or being an author, she would be the lady to get a hold of. So she's going to be on my show November 18th, so anybody that's listening or interested... let's see, what else we got going on? And then we're going to have other guests coming in, but we're gonna, like I said, we're going to be doing it slow. I'd like to get Miss Jane Hitchcock back again with the Internet Security. I believe that's important, what she does.
She has a new book coming out.
Yeah, she has another book coming out, too, and so does Fran Silverman. So that'll line up with their books. That'll work. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of, anything else we can, join the Yahoo group? Please, in
when
case
I put
something
the site
like
back
this.
Up.
Yeah, in case the website does go down, we can centralize everything. We're going to live out of the Yahoo group if anything ever like that did happen, where I decided not to have a website or something happened and it went down, we couldn't figure it out, everything is announced through that. So if you're listening, just go to Yahoo Groups and search Michael Goger. It'll take you right to it. What else we got coming up, Shay? I know we've been busy and there's so much going on. Other than that, we have the weekly guest. What's that?
We have the weekly guest. Who's Wednesday night?
Well, this Wednesday night will be Irene Masielmo, an astrologer. So that's going to be a good show.
And she's really good.
Yeah, I was telling the folks earlier that these people have been in the field for some of them for 40 years, you know, and they're professionals, and it's a good show. And I said that I'd be bringing them over here too eventually, once the dust settles and we get settled in, put that together too, have them come over.
She makes charts up and sells them too, and she's really, really good.
Yes, she does. She does charts, right?
Mm-hmm.
She also teaches it, Irene. She's a teacher of astrology, I believe. I believe she was the first teacher of astrology in the University of New York, in New York
wow.
City. Yeah, she was a female on top of that. So we're going back to the 60s. So she's got quite a history there. And I was talking about Janet Russell, two TV shows she has, and world-renowned medium, Janet Russell.
Yeah, Lois, and Lois Martin, she's really good.
And Lois T. Martin, she's featured in John Edwards' website, right on the front page. She works with him. Yeah. She works for John as a numerologist, so we got some really talented heavy hitters. And Susan,
yeah.
She's an up-and-comer, but we did a good show together, and I'm looking forward to working with her. And then all these people are going to have guests on top of that, so there's going to be, three, four people at one time on. So we can have a nice little network going on.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I want to get back in the chat, but man, our lives have been chaotic and everybody's been pinned down by just trying to earn a living and keep our heads above water. It's amazing that we can do what we do. So if it seems slow, you're right, it is slow, but it's just the time that it takes to do these things. And you want to have fun with it, too. You don't want to get stressed. I learned that. A long time ago, doing this in here, like what we're doing, is if you're not doing it for fun, you're not doing it. So, and when I adopted that attitude, that's when it all started making sense and feeling good. So, remember, we're just having fun and enjoying ourselves, and at the same time, trying to help a few people, because that is the secret to life, helping somebody. Remember me saying that. I don't care who you are, what you are, how much you got. Helping somebody is the only thing you're taking with you. Remember that. I promise you that. Nothing else matters. It's your love for your brother. And I know it's, at times it sounds ridiculous, but it's the truth. Share and help. Somebody around you needs help or could use something, and give it to them, or at least think about giving it to them, or help them get it. I'm not saying be an enabler or make it too easy, but you know who to do and who not to do. And you got both kinds right around you somewhere. Reach out and help them. Help them. Somebody needs a car, you got an extra car. Somebody needs a couple of bucks. Somebody needs a job or a helping hand, or write down the furniture or food. Don't be afraid to help somehow. I know it's hard. It's awkward, too. You don't know what to say or how to start it. But if you meditate on it long enough, God will give you a way. God will give you a way. So, and you get back what you put out. Remember that. Very important. It's the secret of happiness. It's the secret of magic. You get back what you put out. So, don't forget this, folks. I like to teach once in a while. And I think I would have made a good teacher. What do you think, Shay?
Oh, you would have made a fantastic teacher.
You think so? You're just
mm-hmm.
saying that.
No, you've taught me a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Remember, I was a scared little
Uh-oh.
Shay of the ghosts in the house and stuff. So, I mean, you taught me a lot.
Thank you, Shay. I believe we got a caller.
You do, so I'm going to hang up,
yeah.
And I'm going to go listen from my laptop.
You want to hang up? Go on, get out of here. I'll talk
I'm going
to
go
later.
Listen from the laptop.
I'm
All
glad
right.
We had a, I'm glad we had a show together. Now
yeah,
I got
me
a
and
memory.
You both.
A memory in the archive. Go on,
Perfect.
Hang up.
All right, take your call. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Shay. Paula? Hi. Ricky, welcome to the show. It is. I'm getting ready to cheer up. An
Good
old
deal.
Friend. But listen, I knew you were calling today.
Did you?
And I wish I would have I wish I would have put it in an envelope somewhere and had somebody protect it. it would have been like an old wow. But I'm glad you got through, Ricky.
Me too.
Tell me, what part of the world you calling from?
Idaho.
Idaho. If that doesn't get any more American, nothing does. Idaho. The first thing I picture is a potato. A potato
and right
miles
out my window.
Of, yeah, the heartland of America.
Corn, wheat.
Yes. Are you on a cell phone?
I am.
Okay, you're going in and out, but it's okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Listen, you're surrounded with romance and love for some reason.
Am I? I'm at a wedding.
But I feel like there's moving going on, too. Or somebody's moving. Is something going on?
Huh.
The last time I talked to you, I don't believe anybody was moving. Or was this your son that just moved?
Yeah, and my daughter moved downstairs. She's still unpacking.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, because I feel it in the house and around you. And now, it could be that. Could be that. Do you have a tenant in already? A roommate?
No, I just put my daughter down there.
You just put your daughter down there. Okay, that's what it is then. That's what it is. Because somebody filled that apartment. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I put both of my daughters down there, actually.
That's okay. All right.
They're still getting settled, unpacking stuff, hanging up pictures.
Okay. Somebody's sick or need help, medical help, or something going on with surgery, minor surgery, or somebody go to the doctor, hospital, Ricky, or something like that.
Well, me.
No.
I don't know. Are you picking up on me?
No. It's almost like it's known. You wouldn't have to think about it. Have you been sick?
Oh, yeah.
You're
right.
Sick.
You said I was going to have another 2 weeks of being not well, and you were right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm starting to feel better, but I am going to the doctor tomorrow.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling.
I'm going to a rheumatologist.
You got hit hard by it.
I did.
Ooh.
I did. I had bronchitis twice. And
Yeah, I'm feeling that. Wow.
Really had trouble with my asthma, but
You need to stay home and rest more. You're not out working, are you, or anything like that, are you?
No, just lots of stress.
Okay, because I feel like you need at least another week before you go back to normal routine.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling. I'm not panicking.
Don't overdo
it
with this little bit of energy I'm getting.
Right. I just don't want to see you go into a relapse because I'm getting a warning here, so to speak.
Okay.
To pace yourself. Because
I've been had a couple days of energy, and I've been going like a bat out of hell.
I can feel that, and I would slow down just a little bit.
Okay, I will.
Okay, now where you want me to go? I love. I'm getting. You want me to go with love and romance a little? Or what is there an anniversary?
Sure.
Or? I'm partying.
Well, I'm at a wedding right now. My boyfriend's sister just got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when was this?
Just now, like an hour ago. And everybody keeps asking when it's our turn.
No wonder I feel like I'm at a party.
Yeah.
You're at a wedding. I'm hearing a wedding or an anniversary.
I literally came out to the car to call you.
No, my God. I'm seeing people toasting each other and eating cake.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. When are you going to be next?
Oh, gosh. I don't, who knows?
Yeah.
No good hurry.
Yeah, it's a nice party. It's making him think.
Yeah. Is
he with you? Jim's with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. It's making him think, putting him in the mood. So remember me saying that.
Okay.
And the thing with your daughters are going to work. You got some kind of a plan or an idea, I can feel. I feel like that's going to work.
Yeah.
But you definitely want to...
You know, my son is weighing heavy on my heart.
What's that?
My son, that I hadn't had really a good chance to talk to you about it, but they took him to treatment 5 hours away.
Okay.
And
what's that?
I got one person telling me he's going to only be there for 6 months, and I got another person telling me it's a 12 to 18 month program.
Okay.
They just had him for 10 months, you know.
Yeah.
He's bawling. It's just really breaking my heart.
Yes, but this was this for a rehab?
I feel it was waiting.
Was it for a rehab?
Rehab? No,
yeah.
It's more of a behavior treatment center.
Okay. Okay.
And he had one little slip up, and they slammed him, and I feel like it was way too harsh.
Right. How are you doing now with it, Ricky? It's one of the reasons you're hanging on to your bronchitis.
Is it? Yeah, because
yeah.
I do still get pretty teary-eyed about it.
Okay,
I feel like they're taking away the last little bit of his childhood from me.
I know this is the last thing you expected me to say to you, but it's a blessing in disguise.
You told me that before, so I'm trying to hang on to that. But do you see any kind of time frame?
Transferring back home?
Yeah.
Or is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. Any type of time frame of how long he's going to be there.
Okay.
Because you were right before, so.
They're going to keep him for at least 3 months.
Okay.
So what are they talking, a year?
I've got one lady saying, since he's already been through it before, that, and he worked real hard, he does very, very well, that he should be able to fast track and be out under 6 months. And
that's
then I've got another person saying, no, this is a 12 to 18 month program.
Yeah, but if he has good behavior, he can request to be moved close to the
home
or outpatient.
Yeah.
So you just tell him he's got to be on his best behavior because that's what's going to get him what he wants.
Yeah.
And he can request outpatient or being moved close to the home. So, but believe me, this is the best thing that's ever happened to him because he's going to meet a counselor that gets through to him and changes his life.
Okay.
Changes his life for the better. He grows up into a nice young man and stays out of trouble.
He's just done so well already. So I just keep telling myself, last time he went, it broke my heart. But he's changed into such a great guy.
Yep. He is going to become. He's going to become. This is a break in disguise. It's a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
So just go to bed at night and say, Lord, he's in your hands, and that's all you can do.
Okay. All right.
That's all you can do. So.
All right.
And then leave it up to the Lord, because I could feel that this was meant to happen, and that if you interfered, you would be getting in the way of helping him. So.
Okay.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but just
miss him terribly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else I can help you with?
Any money stuff working out? You know, everybody's got that on their mind.
On money, right?
Yeah.
I could feel it being a little tight. I was going to go there with you, but we had so much on our
mind. Yeah, I can't even sleep at night. I'm stressed. Got everything going on.
I know. It starts to improve in December for some reason with you.
Okay.
Remember me saying that. The month of December, it gets, gets better. So, and just in time, too. I must be crazy saying that with Christmas and everything going on. But I feel that, right? You don't want to be getting thrown off a cliff. But I do feel that the money becomes stronger for some reason in December.
Okay.
And I want to share that with the rest of the world. I want to tell everybody that is listening that I don't usually do predictions, but America is going to experience an uplift in the economy. It doesn't look like it now, but it will. It's going to...
Very good.
It's going to increase, and it's going to affect and help every one of us. Every
That's
American
cool.
will feel the increase. So is it Obama? Is it something else? I don't know, but I can tell you one thing.
Oh, probably a combination.
It's going to be a combination of things, and there's going to be a surgence. We're going to have a resurgence in this country, and it's going to be one of the greatest eras that we ever witnessed. And prosperity for everybody, including health care.
Great.
So,
great.
But anyway, December looks good for you, Ricky, and maybe some readings come in for you or a few other things go your way, and everything
Very
will be
good.
Okay for you. So thanks for calling the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, and tell
Take
your
care.
Friends about us. BBS Radio, the rocks.
Okay, talk to you later.
Yep. Goodbye.
Thank you, Michael. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you, and take care. And if you'd like to have your own radio show, tell them Michael Goger sent you, and give me credit for it. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. My name's Pat.
Pat? How can I help
yeah.
you, Pat?
I've never talked to you before. I've had a very, very difficult life, and I'm really making a lot of efforts to become a completely new person. I am on disability, and besides trying to change everything inside, I'm really frightened as far as how I'm going to take care of myself financially, find a home, and so on.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen. First of all, you got a beautiful energy. I don't know if anybody ever told you that. You feel so sweet, and your energy doesn't feel like what you're describing yourself to be. And that's number one. So that's telling me you're stronger than you think you are, and a lot of it's in your head, and that it's strictly you're coming from fear, Pat.
Yes, I know.
You're, 98% of your problems is fear.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so yep. this is telling me that have you tried mainstream medicine like medication or talk therapy?
I've been on medication for way too many years, way drugged up,
okay.
typical stuff, been put away,
okay.
been through shock
okay.
treatment. I took
okay.
myself off meds 2 years ago and did supplements, and actually... In the past couple of months, I've started nutraceuticals, and they're helping profoundly with the anxiety and depression, and it's actually making it very scary because now I begin. Now I sort of feel like I'm starting with nothing because all I've been my whole life is just, you know, strategies to survive.
Right,
so,
right.
And
what did you say you just started using and they're helping?
They're called nutraceuticals, and it's like regular
okay.
Things for antidepressants, but they're natural.
Yep. Okay. Now, well, you know your problem isn't going to be solved in a 2-minute psychic reading. You understand that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I will leave with you that you are surrounded by spirit. You have a spirit connection. In angels. I feel like they're protectors or spirit guides. You're being guided and protected. How are you spiritually? Do you put a lot into spirit?
Oh, I pray all the time, and
pray
you know, I hope
time.
All the time that I can be connected to God and my guides and angels
okay.
and everybody, but I don't
okay.
feel the connection.
Okay.
I do see
okay.
that
okay.
my life is, I think I'm
no.
being protected.
Okay.
But I feel
no.
very alone.
You are, this is, believe me, there's help for you here. It's not all gloom and doom. Just knowing that you're the main thing in the way is helpful, so you can work with it. Now, Reiki can help you. I don't know if you ever had any Reiki treatments. Acupuncture can help you. Because I'm looking at your energy, and any energy work or energy healing would be beneficial for you. I would go as far as even saying a chiropractor. Chiropractor and osteopath adjustments would help you align things, because I feel like you're out of whack and out of balance. So anything that deals with out of balance and out of whack would be beneficial with you. Another thing is I would study Buddhism. I don't know what religion you are, and it don't really matter to me, but I would study Buddhism, because I believe if you could adapt just a little bit of it, it would help you battle your fears and give you the tools to work with. So,
I just ordered a Tai Chi video to exercise with.
Very good.
I've been told I should do some past life regression.
That's another path that I would recommend. So there's a lot of help for you. And Tai Chi would be very beneficial for you. Tai Chi, Qigong, and Buddhism. I mean, you don't have to adopt Buddhism, but just read it and understand it and practice some of it. Because I combine it with Christianity. And I couldn't be a Christian unless I knew the things about Buddhism that I do know.
Right.
So that's how I feel about things. And it's helped me a lot. Another thing is, did you ever read the book You Can Heal Your Life?
No.
By Louise L. Hay? Well, write that down and get that book. And I got to say goodbye.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm running over, but get that book. Everybody, God bless, and good luck with everything.